BBC Radio Sheffield with Toto. And in every picture tells a story this morning. The photo I'm looking at shows a 31-year-old man in a vest with his arms aloft in the air. He's got, as well as a vest, he's got a big grin on his face. He's Charlie Spedding. He's a former long-distance runner and Olympic medalist. And he's in Sheffield today to give a talk at the Showroom Cinema later this afternoon. But he's popped in for a chat, which is ever so kind of you. I'm going to go straight to the photo. When was it taken, Charlie?
It was 1984. It was the end of the London Marathon in 1984. And the big grin was because I'd just won the race, and it was only the second marathon I'd ever run. And a lot of emotions coming out in that grin, because, well, there are lots of them. First of all, I'd won the race, which I wasn't really expecting to do. I thought I had a chance, but I wasn't expecting to do it. But it was also a selection race for the Olympic Games. So even though winning the London Marathon was a fabulous thing and a great achievement, for me it was also a stepping stone to the thing that had been my dream all my life. I was, as you say, 31 by then. I'd started running when I was 16 and always dreamed of getting to the Olympic Games, and I hadn't done it up to that point. But winning that race meant I was in the Olympic team. So the elation on my face comes from, yes, I've won the race, but also, yes, I'm going to the Olympic Games.
Tell me about the race itself, then. Had you been leading all the way through?
Not at all. There were a lot of, as there are now in the London Marathon, there were a lot of international runners there. And my preparation told me that I thought I could run about 2 hours and 10 minutes. If I run my absolute best, I could do that, and the best way to do it is to run it at steady, even pace. And so we set off in the leading group at about that sort of pace, and there were a couple of African guys who, after 2 miles, took off really fast and pulled away, and I just let them go. I thought, that's too quickly. And lots of the British contenders for the Olympic team sort of went with them, and by halfway around the race, I wasn't... There was a leading group, then a second group, and I was in the third group, and I couldn't even see the leaders, they were so far ahead. But I was confident because I was still running at my 2:10 pace, and I thought if the leaders continue and run faster than that anyway, I wasn't going to beat them.
Yes.
But I was going to get my best performance. So, but of course they'd gone too quickly, and they all slowed down, and I caught them. And I caught the leaders by about 17 to 18 miles, and then pushed on, and ended up winning the race. I was over a minute ahead at the end, and I won it in 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 57 seconds. So
Ooh.
My target had worked out just perfectly.
So you still had fuel in the gas then, gas in the engine then? Or
well,
whatever.
I had very little, by very little indeed.
So when you get to that finishing line, what did you do then? Did you just think, well, it's here now, may as well just go? Or did you push? Did you just find some energy that you didn't know you had to get over the line?
No, I'd used a lot of energy to break away several miles earlier, and I was running tired but in a steady state, and I just had to, I thought I'm going to win, you know, with 3 or 4 miles to go. I thought I'm going to win the race as long as nothing goes wrong, so I just tried to run very metronome like, and I just had to hold on to that. But as the miles go by, you keep going at the same stride and the same pace, but the tiredness just builds. And so you have to fight against that. And really, it was just a case of holding together. And there was no sprint finish. It was just get there.
Getting on. Charlie Spedding's with me on BBC Radio Sheffield this morning. We're talking about crossing the finishing line in a London marathon, which is extraordinary. I've never fancied a marathon. I don't know if I could ever do one, Charlie. But you do say that we should think like a caterpillar. I'm going to ask you why you say that after the Crusaders and Randy Crawford.